Time now for the ridiculous. And tonight we're talking about, well, I'm just going to say it, covfefe. In case you're unfamiliar with the word, late last night the president tweeted, despite the constant negative press, covfefe. Now, nearly 24 hours later, I don't believe we as a nation have reached consensus on the exact pronunciation of covfefe. And I know it's kind of rich to rant against made-up words during a segment called The Ridiculous, which is a made-up word, of course. But the difference is we didn't come up with that name by possibly just passing out on a phone.
I went to an Ivy League school. I'm very highly educated. I know words. I have the best words.
That is more true now than we even knew at the time. The covfefe tweet, that mercurial late-night presidential sentence fragment with one of the best words, stayed up with no explanation for hours and hours and hours. And then, as dawn broke, the president suddenly deleted it and wrote, quote, who can figure out the true meaning of covfefe? Enjoy. In the world of Twitter, that move is generally known as the, oh yeah, I totally meant to do that trick. Always super effective. The problem is, by the time he tried to pretend it was just a fun guessing game for America, the internet was already having its way with covfefe. Turns out there are two types of people who tweet after midnight, presidents and comedians. What were people tweeting? Well, there was a lot of ask your doctor if covfefe is right for you, and don't talk to me until I've had my covfefe, plus some other highlights. One was, it's 5:50 a.m. and his tweet is gone. The sun rises and we all walk home in our party clothes. Was it all just a dream? The wind whispered, covfefe. Back on this camera. On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair, warm smell of covfefe rising up through the air. Another, when you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I covfefe. I like that one. I don't know what it means. If you think you're above covfefe, you're part of the profefe. Profefe. I messed that one up. A bunch of people also joked that Sean Spicer would say the tweet spoke for itself, which was actually not that far off. This is from today's press briefing, which was not only off camera, but also often in an alternate reality.
Do you think people should be concerned that the president posted somewhat of an incoherent tweet last night and that it then stayed up for hours?
No.
Why did it stay up so long? Is no one watching this?
No, I think the president and a small group of people know exactly what he meant. Blake.
Wait a minute. Blake.
What does
covfefe
mean?
Blake.
What does it mean?
Blake.
What is covfefe?
What is covfefe? Hey, do y'all remember when Dan Quayle was publicly shamed coast to coast because he didn't know how to spell potato? How far we've come, America. I'm sorry, I think the president and a small group of people know exactly what he meant. Come on. Don't covfefe on the nation's leg and tell us it's raining. Now, we don't know what really happened. Maybe the president does use a secret word with a small group of people inside the White House when he doesn't want Reince Priebus to know that they're all talking about him. Maybe he was writing a tweet complaining about his press coverage again, and then he got distracted because he heard his name on the television, and then he fell asleep. There's a lot we don't know, but the president does.
I know words. I have the best words. I have the but there's no better word than stupid. Right? There is none. There is none. There's no word like that.
Now, I got to argue with the president on that one. Maybe there used to be no better word than stupid, but not now.